Continuing, in brief, in question is, assuming we're collectively and actively concerned with furthering the transformation of the capitalist world system into a socialist world system, whose socialism? That, it seems to us, is the query posed by the growing, if still muted, anti-Westernism. It addresses directly the assumption that the coming socialist world system is of Western manufacture, so to speak. Perhaps the central question is this: how and to what extent can the well-organized arms of progressive movements in Western Europe, framed as they are by their current forms and immediate concerns, recompose themselves into agencies not of national realization, but of world historical transformation? This recomposition would mean they became in the future as subversive of the interstate system per se, as they have in the past been its products and proponents. The centralization of capital per se can be neither factually nor strategically a legitimate concern of movements, it as process being for them formative merely of terrain, not of objective. And my interjection, is this the logic of capital working against us again? Because if the privatization of our common earth is in fact part of the global state statesman's conscious plan, it does indeed speak to our need to see that opposite of this come to pass. And that reclaiming our human energy, which is the only meaningful expression of denationalization of labor, is by definition decentralizing capital. Continuing. The further processes it entails, however, produce the very politics of movement formation and growth. The first observation above about the relocating of the epicenter of overt classical class struggle implies merely a refocusing of Western European movements. The second and third, in contrast, entail the redefinition of trajectories. For the denationalization of domestic labor forces suggests a fundamental change on the part of the left as to what national means, thus leaving to the right the systemically formed residues of primordial sentiments, and they're referring there, I believe, to the isms. To accomplish the reconception will entail a degree and kind of substantive and rhetorical inventiveness, not presently in ascendance within prominent movements. And the third, the increasing salience of the gender question entails, one, the elimination from the movements of yet another, and in a different sense, primordial sentiment, and two, the world-scale generality of, hence, organizational subordination to, and that's worth coming back to as well, what is essentially a reforming movement, capitalism being quite able to develop, quote unquote, under conditions of legal and substantive gender equality. And we see this too with, I believe, with a lot of different things, actually, with the, I'm still wanting at some point to address the Black Lives Matter issue, because, I mean, it's fraught with difficulties, to use their language. But I can't help but think that there was a photo in one of, I guess, our local student paper. We don't get much else anymore in the way of weekly or free papers. But there was a photo op in which was shown that those words, Black Lives Matter, lit up in neon lights on the city hall lawn. And I couldn't help but think, what if all the resources, I mean, because there's money there. I'm sorry. What if all those resources have been put behind the Occupy movement? and all the media coverage. I mean, buku, buku on this issue of how racism is supposedly is still dividing us. Right. That's a question I think we should all be, I think we need to be coming together and deciding what we want instead of, I guess that's the best way of saying this, instead of constantly reacting to what the media tells us is what we're supposed to be doing. We need our own things, right? Like Ntozake told us back in the day.